Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Double O C. O'Neill on P Central.
So this is actually the song that keeps coming up every time I request you guys to send through your opening song suggestions. This is a song that comes up a lot. Cheerleader, one of the biggest songs out at the moment. So big shout out going out to all of you out there who requested the song. Welcome to O'Neill on Cliff Central. It's yet another exciting Friday. And I'm not alone in the studio today. I've got somebody new. What's up, dude?
What up, man?
Cool. We've got Judah's replacement only for today. Your name is Ngobile.
Yeah, bro. Ngobs is the name.
Oh, Ngobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's supposed to make it easy. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. And you, man?
So I want to hear what you do. All right, I'll tell you what. We're coming back just now. Don't move. Before we get to our first guest for the day, let's just catch up with Ngobile. How you doing, my brother, once again?
I'm good.
No, I just wanted to feel you on the keys before
we
went there. Let's hear what you're about. I can hear that. So you play with Junior?
Yeah, we play a lot. We actually gather at gigs and stuff, hip hop, gospel events, and we play.
Okay, all right. Are you guys competitive?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, we learn from each other, man. We learn from each other a lot.
So who's more of a show off than the other?
I'd say it's Junior, eh?
Junior is like a show-off.
Though he hides it, but he's a show-off.
All right, so this is Ngobile, and we'll be hanging out with him throughout the show.
Yeah.
But let's get to our first guest for the day. Our first guest for the day, his name is Gino Brown. He's a producer, and he's also a DJ.
Yeah.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, thanks, and you, man?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Is this your first time here?
No, it's actually my second time, yeah.
Oh, it's the second time,
yeah.
All right, now, I just played a song of yours called Mercy.
Yeah, Mercy-o.
Mercy-o. What does that mean?
It's mercy, but saying it in a Nigerian way, like mercy-o.
Okay,
my brother, mercy-o.
Okay. All right, so what's the idea behind that? Like, why that song? Why mercy-o?
It was a follow-up to Body Language, because the whole Nigerian pidgin English on house music, you know, did very well, and it was felt, you know, so people wanted more, and people asked for more, especially across Africa.
Okay.
So I had this concept about a person being in a club and just kind of like scrutinizing what's happening in the club, you know.
Okay.
So she sees how the DJ is taking control. So she looks at it as if she sees it as if the crowd are zombies.
Okay.
And the DJ is in control, but she's begging him to show them mercy. You know, so yeah, that's
How much did you smoke when you came up with that?
Nah, I don't smoke.
Now, let's quickly talk about your background, Gino Brown. Where are you from, and how did you end up here doing music?
Man, I'm from the hood, man. You know, I was born and raised in Alexandra, and music, man, is a calling. You know, I've been doing music all my life, and yeah, man, there's nothing else that I'd like to do except for music.
Okay, do you have any albums out? Is this from a new project? What is this?
Yeah, I've got an album, but it's not out yet. It's gonna be out in September. And yeah, man, that song was actually released last year.
Okay.
I've got a new single that was released last week, which is doing quite well, featuring Zano. It's called Heaven Can Wait.
Okay.
And yeah, the Mercio single did well in Africa, across Africa. And yeah, man, I was in Nigeria in April.
Yeah.
And it was like really received well.
Okay, now you've got a brand new one with Zano, who we've had here on the show. It's called Heaven Can Wait. Let's check that song out. Features Zano, I think one of the best vocalists of the moment.
Yeah, yeah, man, he's really talented, man.
So tell me, how did this work? Like, how did this happen? Your collaboration with him.
Man, the song has a long story, man. It's just crazy. I wrote this song 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've been looking for a singer. I had a guy from America who sang it, and I never actually thought of it as a single. You know, I really loved the song, but I was like, it's an album track, you know?
Yeah.
And Sony actually picked it, and they were like, yo, man, this should be your next single, you know?
Nice.
And I was like, really? And they're like, yeah. And then, you know, they advised me to use a South African... They advised me to use a South African artist, you know, just to push it, you know, because it was actually sang by an American artist, so it would be difficult to actually push it.
Okay.
So, yeah, man, and we got Zano, and... Yeah, Zano killed it, man.
You're getting a lot of love on social media. Women are excited that you're in the studio.
Oh, wow.
So, ladies, Gino Brown is hanging out with us in the studio. When we come back, we introduce our second guest.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a
Cloud. Who cares the name of the song?
Yes, that is.
Please explain the title of the song.
Who cares? Yeah. It's a lot about
people judge what others do. People always talk about what others do, you know, how hard they party or the way they reacted or something like that, you know. And this is all the vibes feel good, the vibes partying. It's about who cares?
Okay.
Just go on with life. Do what you want to do, you know.
Is this your first single?
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool stuff. So how long have you been in the music for?
I've been singing since I was six. And then I found Goliath Studios. Well, they found me when I was about 17.
Okay.
And then we just started hanging around, you know, trying to record some songs and so forth. And when we decided, you know, let's try a type of hip-hop, pop vibe and see where it goes. So, yeah, this has been 2 years now with Goliath Studios, and it's been fun.
I was actually going to ask you where you see yourself. Where do you place yourself? So is it pop, hip-hop, hip-hop, pop?
Well, I'm trying to break into the hip-hop industry through a fresh pop vibe.
Okay.
So I know a lot of pop artists, for instance, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, they all get rappers to feature in their songs, especially when they release it and so forth. And so we thought, you know, why not combine it? I do both, and let's start something new. Let's start something fresh.
All right, so your idea is that you're going to rap and you're going to sing.
Yes, both.
Can I challenge you, though?
Yes, yes, you may.
Okay, I've got Ngobile here. Don't worry, I'm not going to try and ask you to say his name.
Ngobile.
That sounded so underwhelming, actually. I'm horrible. The clicks. I have issues
the clicks,
with the clicks.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the clicks.
So he's going to play something. And you tell me, if you like it, you just tell him if you like it. If you don't like it, if you want him to switch up the tempo, he can do that.
Okay.
All right. So anything you're comfortable with, and then...
Want me to rap?
You can rap, you can sing.
Cool. Let's try a bit of a... Do you have like a... More of a beat type?
Not really, no. I'm limited with this.
Well, I can just freestyle rap without a beat if you want.
Okay, you can do that and he can join you or something.
Okay, oh, cool. Let's try it.
Okay.
Buy me cotton candy and French kiss me. Water slide, roller coaster ride, swimming deep. Touch my gills, get the chills till I can't breathe. Welcome to the land of Vicky Monsters of Freaks. I'ma hop on my hubbard like Frodo. Yeah, she gonna love it, but I'd be like, no, no. You think you're Santa Claus, but I'm not your ho-ho. You tryna get a hit, cause you heard I was dope, yo. Now I don't mind getting freaky, I don't mind getting streaky. Like it's bacon flaming on my back, I'm on fire. I don't mind getting freaky, I tell you, girl, you was creeping with you. Ask me many questions, I'ma tell her you a liar now.
Okay.
Nice,
okay,
love
okay.
it.
So you're digging that, huh?
Yeah, sounds cool.
Now, is there anybody in particular you wish to work with?
No, actually not, but I'm very, very eager on working with local artists, especially breaking into the hip-hop industry. But I really want to try and reach out internationally as well.
All right. Now, Gina Brown, how long have you been in the industry for?
Man, I think... In the industry, this is my fourth year in the industry.
So you've been here for a while.
I've been making music for like 10 years.
How easy or how hard was it for you to generally break into the business?
Man, it wasn't easy, man. I mean, if I've been making music for 10 years and only been in the industry for 4, so yeah, man, it's been a challenge, man. You know, but I'm grateful, you know, and I still have a lot of work to do, you know. It's not just about breaking in, it's about staying in. That's the most difficult part.
Is there anything that you should do as you break in, especially for the benefit of her? Is there anything that she should be doing right now to ensure that her arrival is as comfortable as possible?
You know, when she was rapping, I just had like crazy ideas, but I like, she's fresh, you know, she's fresh, she's new, there's no one like her in South Africa, so all you need to do is just make good music and just be consistent, that's
okay.
it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, because you're fresh, you've got the image, you've got the talent, you know, and...
The
energy is there, you
Thank
know.
You.
It's different, you know.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, okay, who can I pair her with? You know, a lot of artists.
Yeah.
And she doesn't sound like anyone. So
now,
that's dope.
Have you experienced any pushback since you came in? Have you seen any resistance?
haven't really seen any resistance. It's just the fact that, you know, people don't expect this from me. And I think that's actually a good thing.
Okay.
Because, you know, people would be surprised if I get on the stage and I start rapping and then I start singing again and people would be like, what?
Okay. How do you ensure that you stay on top of your game, like in terms of your vocals?
Yes.
You're always fresh in terms of your content. How do you ensure that you stay abreast?
Well, I really like to take advice from people, so thank you for that. The thing is, I had vocal training for 3 years, and I try obviously to sing and so forth, but I'm really trying to focus on the rapping now, especially getting that to where it should be. Okay. You know, to up to standard.
What rappers are you listening to at the moment?
I actually listen to the type of rapper that I want to become, which is Chanel West Coast, you know, Fergie, she does a bit of that, Iggy Azalea, you know, that type of vibe, because that is the type of rapping that I want to go to with my pop music vibe, you know?
All right. Now, something we hardly ever do on this show is premiere new music, especially international music. But today I felt like this is a special song. This one is personal. I'm a huge fan of Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of her. Yes. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of her breasts.
I like Michael Jackson more than Janet Jackson.
We all like Michael Jackson.
That's true.
But we love Janet Jackson's breasts. So she's got a brand new single out. It's called No Sleep. So check it out. It's called No Sleep, produced and co-written by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. It's a brand new one from Janet Jackson. It's nice, isn't it?
I really like the vibe. It's chilled. It's sexy.
It's nice.
I just feel like it just needed one thing.
Okay.
A rap on it. I just felt that, you know, like nice smooth raps.
Really?
It's a great song. Yeah, I just felt like, you know, it would have been nice because I was just rapping on it.
Okay.
Imagine that.
Really?
Yes, of course.
But look, it's a dope song. Like,
I'm sure it was a hell of a decision for them to actually put it out. Mm. You have to imagine they considered a lot of things. She's been away for a long time. Yeah. And the idea is that when she comes back, you know, she can't come across like everyone else who's already out there. Mm. Yeah. But I'm sure they're looking into like a remix at some point.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, you know, but yeah, that was a brand new one from Janet Jackson. In the studio, I'm hanging out with the Nix McCloud, and I'm also hanging out with Gina Brown, who's a producer and a DJ. What do you think of the DJ industry, dude?
Sure. Well, with house, it's saturated, man. You know, everyone wants to be a DJ, and it's quality over quantity, you know. And I just feel like there's so much growth, but it's congested.
Okay.
You know, yeah. And then I like the hip hop industry because I'm a hip hop producer too, and I like how the hip hop industry has grown. You know, yeah. I like how the hip hop industry in South Africa is doing great things.
Do you think though it will get to a point? Because I spoke to somebody recently and they were telling me how as vibrant and as appealing as the hip-hop industry seems to be doing at the moment, comparison to house, house guys are still making a lot more money in terms of sales as compared to hip-hop guys. Why do you think that's the case, though? And that, the same goes for you.
Well, I mean, with hip-hop, I spoke to, like, a couple of people, you know, and I said, look, one thing I realized about hip-hop, you'll go to the shows, you'll jam to the tracks, you know, but you never buy the albums. Yeah. Why? And most of them said, look, because they release a hot single, and then the album is totally different. Number one. And number two, we don't relate to the music in the album. We only relate to the single because the single is a club banger, and then the album talks about stuff that only don't relate to South African people or okay. people in the hood.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I see there's a change, like people are starting to actually
to respond
and to relate to the guys in the hood.
Okay. All right. Now, you wanted to say something?
No, I just wanted to say that overall it's difficult to sell albums these days.
Yeah,
you know, it's a really difficult thing for people to make them buy your albums. So overall, I would think, you know, more like selling shows and selling maybe on iTunes.
Yeah.
Especially hip hop, it's much better seeing it for people. They would much rather go to a live show. Use that money to go to a live show than use the money to buy the album.
Certainly. We also have tea in the studio. We're going to look at the technical side of music. Today we do it a little different. But one of the artists we've had, or one of the rappers we've had here on the show, has got one of the biggest hip-hop songs out at the moment. El Tido, Dlala Kayona.
It's invading your eardrum. O'Neal. With the host exclusive. O'Neal. Worldwide.
She asked me to buy a drink, I just nodded and told. I spend it no money, so you back and that's a few more. Anka, Yelaka, Yelaka. Anka, Yelaka, yo. Anka, Yelaka, Yelaka.
It's powerful stuff, man. This is El Tito. We hung out with him just at the beginning of the release of the song. He's working on the album and he's actually working on shooting the video as well. So we're looking forward to that. In the studio still with Gino Brown and Nix McLeod. Now, it looks like you've already earned yourself some fans around the office already because you've got somebody who's crashing on you.
Yay!
Relax. It's Mike Flex. Yo, we hear you're crashing on her. You want to...
Cool. He's.
What do you think of him?
He's showing a shop for me and a, like pointing at me, so I'm guessing it's a good sign.
His enthusiasm is killing us. He's actually looking the other way.
Like. Awesome. Blushing. That's why.
In the studio right now, we're joined by T and Baron. They're producers. Let's look at music from a technical point of view, gentlemen. I'm sure you deal with all kinds of egos. Do you?
we have a few characters that come through the studio, but like it's always interesting. It's always an interesting like standpoint because like,
do they have demands?
The ones we've dealt with, not really. Hey, yeah. Like the most, like from what I've experienced, most artists are actually pretty down earth. Like,
okay.
I think it's like a whole facade, because once again, I think it's a character that they have to play once like they're out on show. Like once you're on stage, I feel like you're a different person to when you're like off stage. So
what is the ideal artist to record?
The ideal artist to record, Byron?
Is their name dropping allowed?
Well, you can do that if you.
I think efficiency. Any artist who is efficient is a pleasure.
Is a pleasure. Yeah.
Okay. I think efficiency is probably the key to having a good session.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of hip hop artists compared to guys who lay vocals over house beats, which is predominantly what's being played here and what's been recorded, which one do you find it easier to work with?
I think that for me personally, the house people have been I'm not saying anything bad or anything, it's just for me the house people, because like I don't know, the once they get into studio,
the synergy
they get into it. But also once again, it goes back to like who you're working with.
Yeah,
because I have had some hip-hop guys and I was just like mind blown, and I was just like, wow, this is amazing. So once again, it goes back to, it doesn't really matter, it's like just the efficiency.
We're seeing a lot of producers coming from behind the scenes now and jumping in front of the mic, you know, your Timbaland, the list goes on, you know. Is this something that we can anticipate from you guys?
No.
They were just like looking at each other.
No. They harmonized that no.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time together.
It was
so
a symphony.
Like,
yeah, but I think behind the scenes is a lot more, of my kind of playing field, or rather, like our kind of playing field.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I think being on stage is more art thing, like an artist thing. Like they know how to bring their energy to the crowd.
Okay.
Personally, I don't think I'd be able to deliver in that sense.
As a producer, somebody who is constantly behind the scenes, how do you ensure that you always bring your A game? How do you stay on top of the game?
I suppose it's understanding yourself.
Okay.
And obviously, once you understand yourself, you'll be able to bring your perspective of creativity. And I think I think any producer would probably tell you the same thing. That's how you define your sound as a producer, or how you deliver product.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, are you guys getting paid well?
It's the music industry.
Yeah, it's a music industry. Yeah.
I think it's a hustle. Yeah.
It's a hustle, yeah.
You know, it's how hard you work. Also, you know, some guys prefer to have be content with what they have or with what they get.
But sorry, Byron. From what I've noticed between us, for us, it's more of like a passion kind of thing.
Okay.
Like more often than not, when it comes to certain things, we do
Dude,
it because
that's how
we
it
want
starts
to.
Until you have kids. And school
fees. Hey, me, I'm still single and I still
I
don't
can't
have
see
kids.
Them having kids.
We joke around too much. Man. But yeah, it just goes back to like the whole passion kind of thing. I think it's like you have to make income at the end of the day. Everyone has bills. Everyone has to pay whatever they need to pay. But at the same time, it always goes back to this cliche saying, if you don't love what you do, then you never work
blah,
in your
blah,
life.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. But yeah.
Now, tell me something. Is there any reason why artists should still be putting out music that's less than quality? And I'm not referring to content. I'm referring to just quality in terms of how it sounds. Is it ear friendly the way it sounds? Is it on the same level as any other international? I'll tell you why I'm asking this question, because now I've been around a couple of producers and I know they share software now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got advanced software now here in Africa.
Yeah.
The same software that's been used in
America,
whether it's in the West or wherever it is.
Yeah.
So is there any reason why we should be seeing artists putting out less than quality?
Okay, I can't really speak for other artists. I can only speak from our standpoint of view. Where we work at Goliath Studios, we have like high-end equipment. Like we use barefoot monitors, for instance. Like one of those is 90K just for one, and we have two of those. So like for our standpoint, even though we do other things, our main thing is we come from the engineering side as well. Like mixing and mastering, we take pride in that.
Okay.
And there has been times where, like, if we're supposed to release a track, it was due, let's say, tomorrow, we won't take it out because we're not happy with the way it sounds.
Yeah.
We're always open and we always tell, and like we're constantly researching what are the new mixing techniques. Like we have our idols. Like for myself, it's Young Guru. Like for me, I see him as a target in the sense of I want to be on his level. I want to take him out, not as a bad thing, but like he's a good inspiration for me.
Okay.
So that's another aspect of us. Like mixing and mastering is very, 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 very important for us.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna look at mixing and mastering from the standpoint of a DJ when we come back. Here's a brand new one from Deless.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal
with a hottest exclusive.
O'Neal
worldwide.
It's called Paid. This is Dales hanging out with AKA and Burna Boy. It's a brand new one. It's not from any particular album. I think he's putting out a deluxe album, something like that. What do you think of the production?
Stone, it's got a West Coast type.
Yeah. Certainly, it's got that DJ Quick sound to it. We're seeing a lot of this happening. Like a lot of guys are going back. They're taking hip hop from trap going back to the boom bap sound.
Old school beats. Yeah. I like it as well.
We've seen that. Are we going to see that you doing the same thing?
I hope so.
Okay, okay, okay. Now, as we were talking earlier on, from a technical point of view, mastering and mixing, how important is it to you as a DJ? Look, I'm a club DJ, and I have my reservations about some of the quality that I've had to deal with, particularly when it comes to what is termed as local.
Yeah.
When somebody comes to you and says, look, please support local, here's a song, play it in the club. And then you're playing something else on the side and you're trying to bring this one in. And
they don't match. The levels don't match.
The levels are just disappointing. What do you what is your experience with that?
Man, you get songs like with as a house producer, the kick, the punch, you know, you want you want to feel that punch, you know. And you get tracks that don't have that, you know. You get tracks where the bass is just overpowering everything.
Yeah.
And I guess it's a problem. I think we need more schools, just more education about, you know, because a lot of people are going towards the creative side and not the technical side, and that's important.
Okay.
And I always say, you're not a producer if you don't know about the technical side. You're just a beat maker.
Yep.
True
that.
That's why we spend so much. I think we spend more time on the technical than actual producing side. Yeah.
So who's the... Okay, you said Young Guru is the ultimate producer for you?
Engineer.
Okay, now production-wise. Let's look at Originally.
Originally?
Yeah.
Like people who inspired me like to get started in the whole game. When I first started, Diplo was one guy I looked at and I was like, wow. Because that guy, for me, he's produced for literally everyone from like hip-hop cats to like... electro kind of vibes. He does trap. He did songs for Wale. So for me, that was like a good benchmark, because why should you limit yourself? That's why I was like, Diplo, oh wow, okay. Cool. Yeah.
So he does it for you.
Yeah, he does it for
you. Alright, Nix McLeod.
Yo.
Now, if these gentlemen right now, they own a studio, he's a producer, if they said to you, come through to the studio right now, how long would it take you to put down a song?
Well, usually we listen to a variety of tracks and that they've been working on, and from there we take it and we change it up, put things in, take things out, and then we start writing, which sometimes we take the track that we decided on. I would try and write something to it. We would head to studio, just brainstorm the whole day, see if we can get something going, and then by the end of the day we would just record a quick track just to lay down the lyrics and so, and then we would try and master it from there. So I would say if you would work on it every day, about 4 to 5 days.
Okay. There's another female MC stroke singer from Northwest. She's got bars right now. I'm gonna play her song just now and we'll talk about her in
cool,
a minute.
Let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
Radio has never been central. A little on Queen Central. WOC. A little on Queen Central.
This is Tepo Le Sole. You're listening to O'Neal on Clean Central.
It's City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
And we KISSING. Ooh, come give it to me one more time.
Now I remember back in high school. Nala when I fell again, yeah, well in my baby boo. Cause you my man crush every day. Lekha bakare, we amazed mad in hell. You know that we don't care. Lemao baby kiddy balahu. told you for a BRB, cause what you want you want to yellow web with silver water, it's the only truth. That's a hard guitar, Lamzayana, cause that's how we do.
You used to like it when you called me, we stay up all night. You say that I'm yours, and I say that you're mine. You send me little kisses, and you put a little heart, you blow my mind. Nobody else, just me and my BAE, and we KISSING. Ooh, ooh, come give it to me one more time.
Yeah, we both know. Nala when I re-etana dizzy, we go easy when we busy. Le rato la pelo, yeah, me please don't go. Uncle Tumela can help, but you just tell me right on. H-O-F-G, he just asked me what I'm doing, I said I like be. To all the haters, still I'm picking yana R.I.P. So sit down here, while I'm on
one, I say you used to like it when you call me, we stay up all night. You say that I'm yours, and I say that you're mine. You send me little kisses, and you put a little heart, you blow my mind. Nobody else, just me and my BAE, and we KISSING. Ooh, ooh, come give it to me one more time.
I love it.
It's actually very catchy, yeah?
Yes. And it also has that bit of a sprinkle of pop in there.
Yeah. Her name is Fifi Cooper. Hanging out with AB Crazy. The song was called Kisses. We're coming back. Don't move.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Get a taste of the Republic of Extra Cold at the Embassy event on the 27th of June at Nashvik, Johannesburg. This epic event will raise the flag for extraordinary experiences with Boys and Bucks, Casper Nyoves, and many more. With only 4,000 tickets on offer, get yours now for only 200 Rand at CompuTicket or visit castlelight.co.za for more information on the coolest event this winter. Unlock Extra Cold Refreshment. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
All right, so I would love to see a collab between you and Fifi Cooper. Is this something you'd be willing to do?
Definitely. I think collaborations are a good idea, especially getting your name out there. It's also important to do songs on your own and so forth. Yeah. But I mean, if the opportunity comes, you know, it's a smart choice to take it.
Okay. All right, guys. Thank you very much for hanging out. Gino Brown, where are you playing this weekend? Are you playing anywhere?
Studio this weekend.
Oh, you're just hanging out in the studio this weekend?
In the studio.
Okay, alright, cool. Anybody, do you want a name drop?
I'll just shout out to everyone who's been supporting Gino Brown.
Yeah.
Shout out to my team, PK Entertainment. And just shout out to the music. Okay. And shout out to Cliff Central, of course.
Alright, big up yourself. And McLeod.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to my team, Goliath Studios. You guys are awesome. They make the best tracks. They're really there for me. I've learned so much thanks to my family supporting me. And you guys for having me today. I have
anytime.
A lot of fun every time I'm here. Thank you.
Anytime. And Byron and T. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming through. So when can we expect another single from McLeod?
We
already have one. Yeah. It's just sitting there and waiting. We're trying to get this one out there, and then we have the next one. It's full blown hip hop. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. Video wise, are you working on anything?
Actually, we want to work on a video, but that's only gonna be a bit later in the year when we're sure we have the right track.
Okay, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please grab that mic, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Thanks a lot for coming through. Can you promise me that you'll come back here with Junior at some point?
Yeah, man. We will come back, definitely.
So next week, Friday, will you come back with him?
Yeah, definitely we will.
Okay, thanks a lot for coming
thanks
through,
lot,
my brother.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you all for listening, and thanks to my producer. I'll catch all of you on social media.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusives.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.